Welcome back to the Big Red Hockey Cast. It is finals week here in Ithaca. Not dying yet, but we're getting close. Smalls, how's it going, buddy?
It's going great. I mean, a little busy with finals, but decided to come out of retirement and hop on the mic with my guy Alex. And listen, man. Cornell University is super lucky to have you, man. I mean, I was at that I know it was a few weeks back now, but I was at that Harvard game and. Man, this kid, I mean, you got to be the best student section leader in college hockey, man. And I think everything in college hockey has got to, you know, give you some props because it's really amazing what we got going on here. So huge shout out to you.
Well, thank you, man. I certainly am flattered. I've actually been asked this question numerous times this week by different people. So it's funny you bring that up. Like, you know, am I the number one Cornell College hockey fan? And I'm like, I don't know. I don't want to claim responsibility for that, but I don't think anybody takes it as seriously as I do.
Yeah,
it's just me. And I did show up. I did show up to a game in a suit with the cowbell. So, you know, the formality was there as well.
That's awesome.
I guess, yeah, in terms of hockey this week, though, you know, not really eventful because the Big Red had the week off, although, you know, some other teams did play around the ECAC, but it's not really in conference games. So nothing really that important to report.
Yeah.
Although,
I mean, I think that's part of the Big Red difference, you know, letting the girls, you know, take some time off, focus on their studies. I mean, they've been working super hard on the ice, and we just heard from Georgia Schiff. She's got, you know, two exams this week, and I'm sure she's going to be ready to go just like she always is when the puck drops, you know.
Yeah, you just teased it. I mean, so of course, you know, I want to cut right to the sin bin. We got our freshman forward from Montpelier, Vermont, number two, George Schiff. So let's cut right to it. Welcome back to this edition of the Sin Bin here on the Big Red Hockey Cast today. We're very honored to be joined by the freshman forward, number two, Georgia Schiff. Georgia, pleasure having you on the Sin Bin. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Doing all right. You know, I know it's early, but hey, you know, early bird gets the worm. So I guess, you know, the Big Red have the week off for finals. So, of course, we naturally have to ask how are finals going for you?
They're going well. I haven't had any yet, but two coming up this week, so getting prepared for those.
Lord, that's lucky. Okay, nice. I can't say the same for myself. How about you, Smalls?
I got labor economics tonight. Yesterday I had the history of sports and politics, which was ironic because it was during the Buffalo Bills game. So
I had
to miss the Bills game for my sports exam, and then tomorrow I got info sci, and then I'm done. And then, you know, we're going to go out, you know, go out to College Town. I'm sure you're going to be there. Alex, maybe Georgia and Abby will tag along too. But
of course.
Yeah. So Georgia, you know, having a good start to the season, you know, we got, looks like 8 points in your first 11 games as a freshman. Congratulations, obviously. What do you think what can you attribute your success to early in the season?
I think I would have to say, the team has been like super welcoming, and I think a big part of coming to a new team as a freshman, I'm sure my whole class can say this, is just gaining the confidence to just like play your game, I would say. And the team's been super helpful. Just like if you have a question about the systems or something, like just like going up to an upperclassman, asking for help. And I think just like trying to like earn their trust, and once you have that confidence, that trust, just everything just flows a lot better. And I think that helps like the points come, I would say.
Yeah. And I was going to say, you're also one of seven first years on the team this year. So does the does your class have a special bond that they share in being the next generation of Big Red players?
Yeah, our class is super close. We're always hanging out outside of hockey too, whether it's studying, just getting dinner together. And yeah, I think that also helps like coming to a new team with just like a big class, super close.
Oh, of course.
But, yeah.
Of course, of course. And you know, what was your Cornell experience or recruiting experience like? You know, walk us through that. That's always fun to hear.
Yeah, so I remember I didn't know much about Cornell when I first was like starting to recruit here, and I had my first phone call with coach, and it was almost 2 hours. Like it was super long, and I was like, wow, like this seems like an awesome program. I could see myself going there. And like I was young, I was a freshman in high school, so I didn't really know what I wanted. And then I had that conversation. I was like, wow, this is awesome. And then it was actually, I'd say, a week or two before my birthday. And so when I was my birthday, my parents got me this Cornell shirt. This is before I committed. So
Oh, nice.
I was like, okay, I guess I gotta go here now. And then yeah, I committed here and
So that was
happy.
the deciding factor was the t-shirt. That was it.
Well, I think that part of me is like, well, if like they really think it's the place, then
They didn't
yeah.
get you like multiple t-shirts. They didn't get you like a Cornell shirt and a Yale. They just got you the Cornell shirt.
No, they had their mindset on Cornell too.
I mean,
Yeah.
I can sort of relate to that, not in a sports recruiting sense, but my family did get me a whole bunch of Cornell gear and brought me to the Frozen Apple like the day before decisions came out. So I'm like, man, this is going to be really awkward if I don't get in. But
Yeah.
that was always a very fun experience. And I, you know, we all remember our first goal. So, you know, you as a first year, you know, walk us through that moment when you first scored your first collegiate goal.
Sorry, I have a bad memory.
No, no worries, no worries.
trying to think. Oh, was it Clarkson? Yeah. I think that I don't know, it was honestly pretty lucky. I think just like the puck was sitting in the crease and I tapped it in, and I don't know, just excited, I guess, about that. But yeah, that was a big win for us. I think like that whole game, just like we saw what we could do if we played our game, so that was super exciting.
Course, and I mean, it doesn't get any easier than that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so let's talk about your game a little. So how would you describe your game? You know, we know you're a forward. We know you wear number two, which is a little, I don't know, I would consider uncommon for a forward. So I'm curious to hear about your game and I guess also why you picked number two.
Okay, well, actually I was number two when I was recruited at Cornell, and that was just by chance. Like I played on this tournament team and they gave me number two. So, and I'm usually 21 or 12, but obviously those two are taken. So I was like, okay, I'll stick with number two. My game, I don't know, that's a difficult one. I think that I don't know, I think I try and play more of a team game. I don't know. And I feel like I end up in battles a lot or in front of the net, which is fun. I don't know, that's a difficult question.
No, that's fair. I mean, well, what's one element of your game that you're looking to improve this year for sure?
I actually talked to coach about this when I came in. I think definitely the offensive side of my game is something I can improve. I think that the offensive success of my line this year so far has been just like battles and net front play, which is obviously how most goals in hockey are scored. But I definitely want to work on more of like the skills side with the shooting and stick handling and that sort of thing.
And going back for a second, you said you like to play a team game. The transition from, you know, youth hockey to the NCAA, have you found the college game to be more systematic?
Yeah, definitely more systems in the college game. I think that puck movement is like quicker. There's less time with it yourself, so like you're gonna have to make a play or like make a move right away. And the systems, like I said earlier, the team sticks to the systems. I find that in juniors, at least for my team, we didn't have any systems. It's kind of a free for all. And so it's definitely a big jump just with more learning, I would say.
And I mean, was that transition intimidating at first? Like, I can't even imagine that because I remember when I made the jump from middle school to high school. Obviously not that big of a jump. No. But what I'm going to say
from the 14U house hockey team
from the 14-year-old house hockey team to varsity hockey. I just remember getting laid out my first shift, and my coach just looks down at me. I'm like plastered in the ice. He's like, "Welcome to varsity hockey." I'm like,
"Well, this is actually something I think we can ask Georgia, because I think, you know, we're seeing the women's game might be more." Even more systematic than the men's game. Is that something you thought of, Georgia, or agree with at all?
I honestly don't know. Like,
I don't know either. I don't play
on double A. I don't really know the answer to that one.
No, that's fair. I mean, and you know, we all know what it was like at Cornell over the pandemic, but you know, what was it like going through high school and playing juniors over the pandemic? That's always something I, you know, haven't gotten a chance to ask.
Yeah. So I had a really interesting experience. I think I was like, most people in Vermont tend to go away to prep school or hockey schools when they, get through high school. And I was trying to stay home for a bit longer. But it was about halfway through my junior year, and the rinks in Vermont were all shut down, so there was no hockey. And then finally they reopened. It was like 7 skaters on a rink at once. And so I ended up going away halfway through my junior year. So I joined a team pretty late. I went to a North American Hockey Academy. It's called NAHA in Mass. And then they had a full season. So I finished the season with them and then went back for my senior year. And so I really only missed like a half a season, which I got really lucky.
Yeah. And I was going to say, you also mentioned, you know, the prep school environment in Vermont. So St. Johnsbury Academy just wasn't for you?
Well, I don't think they have hockey. Oh, they do. It might be their hockey might just be high school hockey.
Oh, yeah. That's
usually. Yeah, people tend to go away more to like the Massachusetts
Connecticut
schools.
Of course. Yeah, no, of course. And I mean, also thinking about, you know, big picture for the moment, over the next 4 years, do you have any, like, I guess, big picture goals that you're looking to achieve over your 4 years? Like, you know, looking back, you know, 4 or 5 years from now, like, what are you gonna say? Oh, yeah, hey, I achieved this during my time at the Big Red.
I think from the hockey front, obviously we want success. Yeah, and I think, I don't know, I would say from the school side of things, I think I'm still exploring what I want to do career-wise, so I definitely want to figure that out in my time here as well.
Yeah, and I mean, we also asked this question to you know, every guest who comes on the podcast, but when it comes to somebody you look up to on the team as a mentor figure, you know, especially in your first year, who stands out to you as the person on the team you look up to the most, you know, as a mentor figure?
That's a difficult question, I think, because we have so many leaders on our team. I think that I have to say one of them is Gillis Prichette, number 11.
Of course.
She's left wing, which is like, first off, just like same position. And I found that, like, especially in the beginning of my time here, like, someone I could, like, when I had any questions about like systems, hockey, like even if it was mid drill, I could just go up to her, ask her about it. And that was something that was really helpful for me personally to be able to kind of get comfortable on the team, just to like understand how like everything on the ice worked.
Of course. And I mean, you know, one last question kind of here before we close out the sin bin, but, you know, looking ahead to this week, the Big Red will face the defending champion Ohio State Buckeyes this weekend at Lina. So, you know, what are your 3 keys to the Big Red taking home the sweep?
1, get through exam week.
Oh, yeah, of course. Get through exams first.
Get through the exams first, definitely. I think that just we're going to have to play a tough game, like play tough, play hard, like stick to stick to what we've been working on and just, yeah, like we have the ability to do it. We just like play our game and work hard. I think that we could possibly take home a win or two.
Oh, of course. Always got to play
Oh.
gritty, of course. And I mean, no, this is always this is going to be an interesting series for me because half of my mother's side of the family went to Ohio State, so that always makes for interesting dinner conversations. But of course, you know, thank you so much for your time in the Sin Bin, Georgia. But you listeners already know what's up next. It's the Slapshot round right after this.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Slapshot round where we ask the hard-hitting fun questions, and George is going to have to answer them as quick as she can. So we got to ask, Georgia, are you ready?
Yes.
All right, let's start off. Favorite movie?
Dazed and Confused.
Ooh. Interesting choice, interesting choice.
Top song on your Spotify Wrapped?
Buffalo Soldier.
Oh,
Oh,
there we go. Hey, go Bills.
that's a great song, eh? Yeah. Have you ever been skiing? Like, because Vermont's stereotypically, I feel like Vermont's associated with skiing a lot. So, have you ever been skiing?
Yeah, I used to ski a bit more so like skate skiing, I'd say,
Oh, that's
than
actually pretty
in the
cool.
mountains, but I
Okay.
have a little bit.
Nice, nice. Oh, no, that's awesome. Describe Vermont in three words.
Okay, mountains,
Okay.
muddy, and it's pretty.
Yep. I mean, I can sort of verify that. I've been to southern Vermont, so you know, done a lot of skiing up there, but so that's definitely accurate, I'd say.
Georgia, any other sports you've played?
Yeah, I played soccer and tennis in high school.
You've been following the World Cup at all?
Yeah, I have a bit.
Yeah. What's your prediction moving forward?
Argentina.
Oh yeah. Okay, so you think Messi's going to take it home? Of course, of course. I mean, honestly, that's what I got too. I got either Messi taking it all, or I want to see a battle of the underdogs. I want to see Morocco and Croatia, and I don't care who wins. I just want to see the two underdogs battle it out. But and then, We're recording this on Monday morning for
oh
those of you
yes,
listening to
yeah,
this, but we're recording this before the
so.
semi.
Hopefully my predictions come true or something. I don't know. But you played goalie in soccer, so why not play goalie in hockey? Like what made you want to play out?
don't know. I like to forecheck and battle the corners, I guess. I don't know, score goals. It's more exciting, I think.
Fishbowl or cage?
Cage.
Why?
I don't know, it's
It's
grittier.
grittier. Okay. Is having a fishbowl taking the easy way out? Is having the crate the cage
No.
having a
I
true grit?
don't actually I think that I don't know, fishbowls growing up were like the I don't know, like finesse players, I'd say.
Yep. I mean, because I know for a fact Rory Gilday would disagree with you. She came on here and was defending fishbowl supremacy. Like she's willing to die on that hill.
Okay,
Like.
yeah. I No, Rory makes the fishbowl work, yeah. I would say, but I don't know. I just think I don't know, I also just like I think Cage is better sigh.
All
right, so let's ask this question now. This is one of my favorite questions. So you got a 2-on-0. Are you passing or are you shooting?
I'm passing.
You're passing.
Yeah.
Ooh, selfless. Selfless. Who's
Tap in goal.
what
Yeah.
about what about shot far pad?
Yeah, I mean, you could go shot far pad. I feel like that's more likely on a 2-on-1, I think.
Oh, wait, yeah, that's a good point. I didn't think of that.
Well, that's fair. Who's the one person you'd want to be in a 2-on-0 with? You know, you got one person beside you. Who's gonna make that shot every time?
Izzy Daniel.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and if you have a and you and if you have a 2-on-0, which of your teammates are most likely to go offside if you have the puck?
I don't know, probably me. That's it. Oh. No. I don't know.
Okay, and now so I'm taking a break from hockey for a second. So are you a dog person or are you a cat person?
Dog person.
Do you have any dogs?
Yeah, I have a dog.
Oh, nice.
Gordy, after Gordy Howe.
Oh, that's really cute. And you're also in the College of Human Ecology. So I got to ask, are you pre-med? Are you pre-vet? What's the story there?
No, I'm not. I'm nutritional sciences.
Oh, nice. Nice. Okay.
There we go.
Okay. Nice. No, yeah. And then, of course, so, you know, just to close up the sin bin, thank you, or not the sin bin, excuse me, Slapshot Round. But thank you so much for your time on the Slapshot Round. It's been a pleasure to have you. You know, let's go Big Red. And good luck this weekend, Georgia.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
All right. So as per tradition, you know, I got to say, always good to hear from Georgia Schiff. And I mean, you know, a good conversation, wouldn't you say, Smallsy?
Yeah, great to hear from her. You know, we got a really good freshman class, it sounds like. I mean, everyone we have on, you know, they say similar things about the team, about the culture, about the environment. And, you know, obviously it's great to hear. I don't think we've had too many freshmen on, eh?
No, it's definitely good to hear from the next generation, I would say. You know, it's honestly because they have very interesting perspectives. It's good to hear, you know, you get the some of the old timers on. We got Gillis Frechette on. You know, it's good to hear her perspective after 5 years. But like to get that fresh blood, to get the new perspective on, is pretty cool as well.
Yeah, you know, it's not even like, you know, it's a future. You know, it's a now, and I think, you know, Georgia's got 8 points in 11 games. I mean, she's already contributing, and I think we're, you know, seeing that across the board. And just really great that we're, you know, we're seeing and you know, these things that we keep hearing about the culture, about the environment, you know, we're seeing it, you know, we're listening to it, you know, we're seeing it on the ice. And it's pretty clear that it's not fake. And when you have a culture that that is real and that's authentic, I think that's really gonna, it down the stretch, really a huge, huge positive for this team. And you know, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, of course. And you know, just in terms of a weekend preview for this upcoming weekend, this is the series. I know I teased it a little bit on the last pod. This is the series that's going to make or break my New Year's Eve dinners conversation when I go to Ohio, because half of my family went to Ohio State. And so, of course, like I said, the Big Red will be taking on the defending national champions of the Ohio State Buckeyes, the Ohio State, in a 2-game series this weekend at Lina. And yeah, the Bucks are still red hot after sporting a 14-2-2 record coming into this weekend. And, you know, they also got the week off after they earned a split in Duluth against the Bulldogs and losing only in overtime in that only decision where they lost. But so definitely a series to look forward to, wouldn't you say, Smalls?
Yeah, for sure. And then one player I'm keeping my eye on is number 18, Sophia Jax. And the grad student defenseman leads the teams in goals and points. Wow, as a defenseman, that's
– as a defenseman, dude.
Yeah, that's awesome. 15 goals, 25 points in 17 games. So, you know, this is obviously a strong team. And it's really great that they got this team traveling into Ithaca. So hopefully, you know, there's a good turnout and should be a good test for the Big Red.
Oh, no, of course. I mean, and well, that's also 135 career points for her over the 5 years that she's been with the Bucks. And so that's just nuts as a defenseman. But I mean, you know, additionally, the Bucks are also solid in net. They have a combined 907 save percentage. But definitely their biggest physical threat this weekend, I think, to look forward to would be their physical net front presence, as they have a strong forecheck. They average about 39-40 shots per game in every single one of their games so far. So definitely one of the keys, I think, lots of block shots and strong forecheck for this weekend.
Yeah. I mean, we didn't want to ask Georgia too much about the scouting report because obviously she's, you know, focusing on her exams and she'll have time to, you know, look at the tape after. But should be a great series. You can catch all the action on ESPN Plus. It's going to be a little conflict of interest for me with the Buffalo Bills on Saturday. But you know what? Hey, go Big Red.
Yeah, exactly. And for those of you who either for better or for worse, are still in Ithaca, either because your exams are here or you're staying over here. Let's pack the barn. I actually might be here for the Saturday game, so I think it's going to be a very, very interesting game. 7 p.m. puck drop on Saturday, 3 p.m. puck drop on Sunday. So it is definitely going to be a great series. I know Coach is definitely looking forward to this series as well. We've spoken to him a little bit. Let's go Big Red. It's going to be a great time. And with that, thank you for tuning into this episode of the Big Red Hockey Cast for and from the Line of Faithful. This has been a Big Red Sports Network production. BRSN is a student-run organization dedicated to promoting the voices of Cornell student-athletes. As always, make sure to check out at CornellBRSN on Instagram and at www.cornell.brsn.com. As always, special thanks to our producers, Mike Farku, Matt Furman, Abby Ruggiero, Gabe Zulett, Jay Klein. As always, thank you, Smalls, for coming out of retirement for this, and our entire BRSN team. So, ciao, ciao for now.